We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, before we get to Lee Sterling, we were talking in the last segment because John Denny, he's back for a, 16th season with the Miami Dolphins? 15th season. And Crowder just kind of flippantly said, I believe I've played more snaps for my Dolphins career in six seasons than he has in 15, which would make sense because John Denny's only out there for, you know, 10 snaps a game, maybe.
135 snaps a year. 85 punts, 20 field goals, 30 extra points.
That's an estimate, or is
That's an average. I went through about four years, and it's always right around
there. So about how many snaps this season?
135 snaps a season times 14
is
1,890.
Total snaps for his...
For his entire career, he's played under 2,000 snaps. In my 6 years, 82 games played, I played in close to 5,000 snaps.
All right. So you're beating John Denny there.
That's why their careers last so long, because they play 100... That's two games an entire season.
He's got you in salary, though, you know.
I'll look up that, too.
I think... I don't think it's by a ton.
Does he?
Yeah, I think it is.
I think the most Denny's got, like, $1 million.
No, but he's done it 15 seasons. And this will be the 16th,
but
the right?
But Crowder signed a long-term deal.
And the
deal.
First 4 years were a puppy deal. He was seventh rounder.
No, but I think that I heard Frito and Whittingham looking it up. I think it's like he's made $16 million in his Dolphins career. So I think he's got you
by
a little
bit. Nine after taxes.
Got you by a little bit.
Got me by a bunch. I ain't got nine.
Well, you will after this segment.
He's made $11 million.
$11 million? Oh, that's closer than I thought. It's closer than I thought. All right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper, comes on with us on a fairly regular basis. You could check out his website, ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. And I always point out, he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking gambling, and as any professional handicapper should, he does as well. So there he is. Hello, Lee.
How are you?
Very good. How are you? You sound a little down.
I know.
All right, okay. I didn't know.
I didn't have a stellar week last week. On the 12 total bets, I went 6-6. But
it wasn't, you know what? It wasn't bad what you did with us. I don't know what you did in your personal gambling, but the stuff that you shared with us, you had the Patriots. That was a winner. You had Tom Brady as MVP. Crowder and I had that as well. I mean, that seemed logical. If you think the Patriots are going to win, then Tom Brady's going to be the MVP. There's no other scenario where that could happen. So I think a lot of people lost on that. You had how many plays Tony Romo will predict correctly on the broadcast? You said take the under. That was
seven
a winner.
A yep.
The will a fan run on the field. I mean, at plus 800, that was a little flyer. I don't think anyone expected that. Yeah. And then you gave us some other. What'd you have? The national anthem over. That was a winner. Under on mentions of Ted Raff, the guy who would hold Sean McVay back. That was a winner. Christina Aguilera, you thought she'd be out there at halftime, a little surprise appearance. Mm-hmm. That was a loser. And you had some other winners and losers from games and whatnot. I didn't think you did. How'd you personally do in the Super Bowl?
I did well because I won the game, and I won 6 of my 10 prop plays for my clients, and I did hit Sony Michel first touchdown. So it was a great day. And the day before, I had my biggest play ever in college basketball for the season. So it was a great, great weekend. I think I was thrown off last week, maybe because my mom would not listen to the segment. Are you ready for this excuse? She's 80 years old. She always wants to know when I'm going to be on locally. You know, I can be on 40 stations across the country. If I'm not on in Miami, I'm a failure. Because all the people in her card game and her cancer group aren't going to be able to listen. I tell her last week I'm coming on. She says, what time? I said, 4 o'clock. And she said to me, well, do me a favor. send me a link and I'll listen to it later that night. I said, why aren't you going to listen? She said, Judge Judy. She refuses to take any calls or even listen to her son's segment during Judge Judy.
Yeah, Judge Judy. That's why we moved you up to 3 o'clock, because I didn't want to interfere with the relationship between you and your mom. All right, now, listen, I don't want to waste our time. Here we go. Before I get into this American or Alliance of American Football, because I'm so excited about gambling on football that no one knows about, quickly, the Heat are in Sacramento tonight. Heat are plus 3.
I like Sacramento. I went to the first game here they played this year. Sacramento just ran them out of the gym. I just think they have too many athletes, get too many baskets in transition. This is not a good matchup for a team that's lacking depth right now in the backcourt. And Dwayne Wade does not like to run up and down the court. And that's Sacramento's game here. They play sometimes 11 guys. I like Sacramento big tonight over Miami.
And what about, because we know you're a UM fan as well, Hurricanes men's basketball team is in North Carolina tomorrow, take on number 8 ranked Tar Heels. Have you seen any early lines? You like a side in that game?
No, there's no early line. I think it's going to be probably in the 14 to 15 point range. I think Miami will keep it close. They played extremely well Wednesday night against Notre Dame. Really moved the ball well, actually played good defense, and maybe they go on a little mini run here, and they're not going to get the win, but give me 14, 15 points in Miami.
Okay, you would take the points there. Football is not over, and Crowder and I have spent a few days, and Chris Chambers just called us in the last hour because he's actually training some of the AAF players. How do you approach a new league? I think a lot of gamblers might tell you just stay away from it. We don't know anything. But then again, I think some gamblers would say to you, you might actually have an edge here over the sports books, because I guess maybe if you do your research, you might have more information than the odds makers do. So how do you approach personally a new football league like the AAF, which starts tomorrow?
Well, you must understand the rules first, most important thing. If you don't understand the rules, you really cannot bet the league or bet the games and be successful, in my opinion. So I did a lot of research, and I actually found out the biggest bit of information I found out. I had two friends of mine who were actually there for the 2 weeks for that camp that they had in San Antonio, and each team scrimmaged another team each week. The team that, for instance, let's say Orlando was not going to play two teams from the West twice, just once. Each team has 10 games. They would scrimmage one of those teams because they're only facing them once each season. So what happened was in going through these scrimmages, they kind of came up with a rule that is not going to be publicized from what I'm hearing until game time. So I've already placed my wagers for the games this weekend. I'm telling my clients to do it right away. There is a rule that they have not even divulged to the public yet, and it's that you can only blitz one person, and it cannot be a cornerback. Now, if someone does a rollout to the right, then the cornerback can obviously come up, but you're only going to be allowed to blitz one person, and it can only be someone between the tackle boxes. So you can line up 7-8 people on the line of scrimmage to try to
Crowder's eyes just lit up. I mean, that's so crazy. What happened? I'm guessing they were getting to the quarterback every time.
This is going to be an offensive
Dallas
explosion.
Thomas is the offensive lineman. I mean, I'm not even joking. So I mean, okay, so this maybe makes sense.
You can't do it. You can't do a double inside linebacker blitz if you run in a 3-4.
So they're trying to encourage offense with that, you think?
Oh, yeah. You can only blitz a total of 5 people. You can only rush 5 people on the quarterback.
Oh, man, you can't handcuff the defenders.
So you're looking at overs.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a high-scoring league. We're going to see games, maybe not the first couple weeks, but eventually I think we're going to see a lot of 41 to 38 games.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, okay, so let me give you a couple of these games. Okay. The Atlanta Legends are getting 5.5. From the Orlando Apollos, the Orlando team plays at UCF Stadium.
Yeah. I like the over here. You got a
makes sense.
Courier who pays no attention to defense at all. Probably never even sat in on a defensive meeting at Florida or Duke when he was there. And remember, he used to coach in the USFL, and you saw his teams in that league. And I did. It was all about scoring. So his quarterback's Garrett Gilbert. from Texas and SMU. He's got a running back, Akeem Hunt, really good catching the ball out of the backfield. And then Atlanta, former quarterback, Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray, and a lot of people remember Michigan alum Denard Robinson. He'll play running back, and they can throw the ball to him, and they can do double passes with him. And probably maybe one of the most famous players for Atlanta's offensive coordinator, Michael Vick. And
he got fired yesterday.
Oh, he did.
Oh, it was this because Chris Chambers said the same thing. He got reassigned to a consultant's role. I don't think he was taking it very seriously.
Okay, I think they're going to be they're going to be very aggressive on offense, and they have a quarterback that played a couple years for the Chiefs and Aaron Murray. So. Give me the over 44.5 total points.
I like that. How about the Memphis Express? This is a team that Crowder and Falero and I have adopted as our own because Mike Singletary is the coach, Christian Hackenberg, and then the offensive lineman, Dallas Thomas. But I'm guessing I won't get him seen blown up that much because
he
can't blitz anybody. The Memphis Express are getting 1 point at the Birmingham Iron.
Two bottom feeders, in my opinion, from what I'm hearing in the scrimmages. Christian Hackenberg did beat out Zach Mettenberger, which was a little bit of a surprise. I've never liked Christian Hackenberg. I mean, he is just not accurate at all. Birmingham, this is a team that has a whole lot of players from Alabama and Auburn. I think four of their five starters on the offensive line are from Bama. Trent Richardson will start at running back. Have a quarterback, Luis Perez, with a lot of NFL experience, although really didn't play in any games. And two real good receivers in Quentin Patton from Louisiana Tech, and a lot of people remember Auburn return ace Quinn Bray. He's the guy that did that touchdown return against Alabama that people remember. So I like Birmingham here in one of the few low-scoring games. Both teams have defense-minded head coaches here and just don't trust Christian Hackenberg. Give me Birmingham minus the one.
Birmingham laying the points in the AAF. Lee Sterling is with us, professional handicapper. You can check out the website, ParamountSports.com. The Salt Lake Stallions are getting 4.5 at the Arizona Hotshots.
Arizona, from what I'm hearing, is the team right now. Rick Neuheisel, an offensive-minded coach. Remember him from the University of Washington. Beat Miami, and I think it was the 2000 opening game. He can find weaknesses, and you watch the Salt Lake City team, from what I'm hearing, just don't have a whole lot of team speed. They have a lot of guys that played at Utah and Nebraska, and Dennis Erickson is their head coach. I'm going to go with Arizona here. They're a 4.5-point favorite, and from what I'm hearing, it's for a reason. This will be the one blowout game, Arizona big. I also like the over. Give me both sides, Arizona and the over in this game.
No questions asked from me. And finally, the San Diego Fleet. They're getting 5 at the San Antonio Commanders.
Well, San Antonio, from what I'm hearing, Mike Riley going to do a real good job with this team. Underrated quarterback no one knows about. This is the kid that's been in like four different camps, been on a couple practice squads, might be able to earn his way back onto a roster for the first time ever, although I think he was with someone for a couple games and then was ended up getting released. But his name is Dustin Vaughn, played at West Texas A&M, played with Dallas, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore, but hearing real good things about him. San Diego, on the other hand, they lost Josh Johnson. Remember, he was the quarterback that was snapped up from the Washington Redskins.
Yeah,
they took him. Mike Bertovici, the kid who's going to start for them, used to be at Arizona State. One of them here does not look good in the scrimmages, so give me San Antonio here, minus the 5 against San Diego.
All right, this is so enjoyable to me, I can't even. Will you actually watch these games?
Oh yeah. Well, I can't watch them Saturday. I'm actually going to the Commodores, so after the concert, I'll be coming home to watch both games taped.
And Lee, is this how close is this to NFL football? You said you heard about some scrimmages. Is this going to upset me if I watch it?
I don't think so. I mean, a lot of these guys, I think over 70% of them were in NFL camp. So this is a pretty good quality of football. They've been practicing for 6 weeks. They've been scrimmaging. You know, had two full scrimmages. I mean, these are some real good coaches that, few of them have had their better days, but certainly know how to run programs. And most of them, like Dennis Erickson, Mike Riley, Steve Spurrier, have coached in the NFL.
Mike Martz, so I think. Mike Martz is one of the coaches.
Yeah.
Quickly, Lee Sterling, three random bets for the weekend. We're running out of time. We lose him?
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're there?
Let's go with three NBA
games. Three random bets. Yep. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. This is my favorite part. Three random bets.
Over. Miami Heat, Sacramento Kings tonight, over 217.
Heat, Sacramento, over.
Golden State, minus the 15 against Phoenix. T.J. Warren out. Devin Booker, game time decision. Golden State could boat race him here. And a small underdog here, Dallas Mavericks at home. A lot of optimism in Dallas right now with that acquisition they made a couple days ago. So give me Dallas plus the 7.5.
All right, there you go. Tonight, three NBA plays, Mavs plus 7.5, Golden State laying the points, and the Heat Sacramento over. He also likes Sacramento tonight if you're going to play the Heat game. And then for the Alliance of American Football, take the over in the Atlanta-Orlando game, taking Birmingham minus 1 against our Memphis Express, our beloved Memphis Express, Arizona minus 4.5 against Salt Lake, and take the over there as well. And he likes the San Antonio Commanders laying the points against the San Diego Fleet. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
And hello, Mrs. Sterling, if you're listening. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com is the website, on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. And I cannot wait for tomorrow and Sunday.
You are excited.
I really am. I cannot wait. That's a crazy rule, if that's true. If that's true that you essentially, but think about it. If they're doing these scrimmages, the offensive yes. lines are terrible, and they're sacking the quarterback on every third play, every second play, you would have to do something to correct it because you can't roll out of the league.
Get some damn linemen that can block the defense.
Or
handcuff the defense.
Or if the quarterbacks are so inaccurate or so quick to get rid of the ball because they're not great quarterbacks, you've got to do something to kind of juice the offense, and that would be a way to do it.
Juice the offense? They're already not allowed to touch them in the secondary. You want to juice the offense more?
I think the offense should be allowed to have 12 players on the field and the defense 11. I think
what
that would be a great way to
do it. What are y'all turning football
I'm
into?
I'm excited more than ever. That's great,
how about the defense
man.
Starts on their knees?
I'm in, man. I'm in. There you go. Some gambling advice from Lee Sterling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.